Jay Murphy and friends, thank you for zoning in. Go ahead, subscribe. You can comment and like. Go on and tell a friend. It's almost time to show you what I do. It's such a vibe, ain't no telling what I might do. I'm just like you, so I invite you to J. Murphy and Friends. J.A.E. Murphy and Friends. J.A.E. Murphy and Friends. J.A.E. Murphy and Friends. Back at it again. J. Murphy. J.A.E. Murphy and Friends. J.A.E. Murphy and Friends. J.A.E. Murphy and Friends. J. Murphy and Friends. Back at it again.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. This is Jay Murphy and Friends. This is a digital series. This is not a podcast. Do not get it twisted. This is episode 1. And this is one of my good friends, Mark Mogul. The Mogul.
Hey, what's going on? How
Mogulism. Mark Jackson.
Last name Jackson. Middle name Action. First name what the ladies call me.
Here you go.
Satisfaction.
And this is why you're here. I just want you to know I am honored and I'm blessed, you know, to be in your presence.
What a fellowship. What a joy divine.
Please.
Oh, cheers, brother.
But of course, and this is a great way to, you know, go into Women's Month. You know, it is March, so we're going to appreciate a lot of women.
Where will we be without them?
Nowhere. We'd be an idea. We'd be a thought. Or we'd probably be like somewhere.
We'd be all right. We'd be fighting.
What you mean, though?
Just period. That's the only thing that. If niggas don't got women around, it's a bunch of fight. Have you ever been to a kickback, a party, where the ratio is wrong?
The ratio is wrong. The energy is off.
Too many men, too many testosterone, too much.
Many men.
Mm-hmm.
Would wish death upon you if you had a kickback. And
so chicks there. As a Libra, I understand balance, and women bring that balance to life.
I could agree to that.
So
I could agree to that.
We're going to honor and celebrate them.
We're going to honor and celebrate all the women. It is March, and you know what's crazy about March, Mark?
What is that?
It is almost, it's basically the year anniversary of us living in a pandemic.
The panty.
Living in a pandemic. So much has transpired, so much has, you know, taken place in everybody's individual lives. If you've never struggled, if you've never...
The pandemic, yo. It's shown who's who.
Yo, if... bruh.
Who's next?
Who's next?
The pandemic, yo.
So many people were lost in the sauce at the beginning of the pandemic. A lot of people didn't know what day of the week it was.
We are coming up on a year. That's crazy.
Yeah. We really are. I think, well, for LA, this city's been hit the hardest. People hit me up making it look like, you know, they think social media is telling them a narrative that LA's open. It's not open.
It's not. I mean, they reopened outdoor dining, but that's it.
Girls can barely still get their nails done.
We ain't bowling. Dave and Buster's ain't open.
None of that.
They just need to open up the mid-tier stuff.
The mid-tier.
And then people will just mentally will be in a better place.
You can't get drinks with a chick. You can't do happy hours.
Man, I just had, oh Lord.
Let's get it.
They don't understand.
Let's get into it.
Ladies, I want to go. I want to do that. Y'all don't understand. Shout out my boy Chris Roy.
Big shout out Chris Roy.
Because now
shout out Chris Roy.
If we need to plug or get a dinner reservation, we can hit him up. But they don't understand. You're asking me to do something like open tables not working the way it used to. Y'all be running hella late. I can't. You push back that shit. They take a card down now for the reservation.
They do over the phone. And you have to reserve your spot with a deposit.
And it's a $50 cancel fee.
For sure.
I don't got time to be doing that if you're unsure.
Hey.
So come to me, sure.
Basically what Mark is saying, it's a new game that we've been forced to play. It's a new deck of cards. It's a new card game at that. You know, it ain't Uno, it's Dos. Okay?
It's Uno. It's Uno, but now they got them blank draw fours, them blank wilds.
Right.
Where you can write in whatever you want to write in.
On site. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of Uno, I hate when I get a card.
Talk about it.
And I call Uno. Somebody, some little greasy, thirsty individual across from me got the card that says, switch with me. I hate that strategy, bro. It's great strategy. I've been on both sides of it, but I hate it.
If I know I get to swap hands, I'll let you load me up with draw force. Like, damn, we kicking this nigga ass.
Ooh.
I'm waiting for this one moment. One shining moment. But it's a way to play it, because if you don't, some niggas try to wait too late. They want to wait till the other person gets one card.
Nah,
might go out with a double.
You might need to switch cards before they get to the last. Yeah, because that Uno, you'll end up picking more cards before you get to see Uno again.
You are pushing it like that.
And yeah, man.
I think that's what life is.
I think that's what this pandemic was. Yeah. When you was
pushing. And then try to swap hands.
Bro, this pandemic is so interesting because so many people have asked me, so what are you doing, you know, as a creative, more so as a DJ? Most people know that I tour with Jason Derulo and I DJ a lot of the clubs out here, just a little bit. But mm-hmm. I'm telling people, I'm saying, you got to understand the dynamic has changed. One, in the DJ world, it's war. When the floodgates open back up, it's war. Ain't nobody sharing music with nobody. It's like,
wow,
it's like that? Bro, it's like everybody has to, I mean, you're going to have your regulars, you're going to have your people that was doing all these underground parties that still has, you know, the relevance. If you've been able to make a staple of your brand and your name in the Los Angeles market, and, you know, people know your name, you're going to have your fair chance and shot to DJ. But I'm telling you right now, it's some little niggas that's nice. That's been DJing every day since March 20th when LA shut down. I'm telling you.
They ready.
They are ready for war. And
their decks are updated.
Updated. Got all the Drake leaks. All the Drake leaks. Anything that you thought was coming out, it didn't come out, they got it already. And they ready to drop any Funk Flex bomb on any DJ. That's one thing that I do know. It's going to be war.
Too turned up.
That's another thing. The clientele.
Clientele matters.
We have reached this small gap of a year, Mark. We have reached a generational gap. When the clubs open back up, it's going to be our generation, but half of our generation are going to be just straight homebodies. You know how many babies was born? How many babies are still en route right now? And just people just literally did an entire 180, 360 lifestyle change where that club moment, people gonna go out for birthdays, whatever, blah, blah, but that regular club goer syndrome that we had living in Los Angeles, California, it don't exist no more for half of our generational population. The other half, people gonna go outside. The trick to all of this, the clubs gonna be full of 21-year-olds, 22-year-olds, people that didn't have that moment, which was their 2020, people that didn't get to celebrate graduation. People didn't get to celebrate Brian 21. I turned 21 in 2020. I can't wait. Even though you're probably acting like you was 21 already, but like I feel like the club, it's gonna be different energy.
I think everybody's realizing now the importance also of less is more in intimate settings.
Yeah.
Even when it opened, everybody's still gonna be like, I'm still not ready for public. I just kind of want to get people out of my house and let's go to a venue. It's going to be a lot of that. It's going to be a lot of the people whose houses you've been DJing at.
We've been tearing up people's houses this entire year.
You just DJed somewhere.
I did. I DJed.
At somebody we both know house.
We going to say
and
his name.
Somebody that we both know who's a legend
in the house party,
of a performer.
Woo.
I don't know. How about we roll a little bit of tape of that if we can. All right,
so I'm not in this clip, but you know, sometimes we just enjoy the fellowship of each other's company.
Too turned up.
This is the this clip right here is a luxury of just living in Los Angeles. If you know, you know.
Let's roll to it.
I don't want to put this out there, but tonight is my birthday. Tonight is actually my motherfucking it's my birthday. Let's go, champ.
With you, T? Yeah, T? Yeah! They can't fuck with you, T? Yeah! Mark, I'm still pissed that. I heard
Actually, hold on. You didn't hit me back, I think.
No. We were talking on FaceTime. I told you that we weren't even talking about going out. It's something that I heard,
we
but it wasn't.
We're going to put the screenshot on the post for y'all. I'm going
to
find it.
It was something that I heard, but I was trying to confirm it. And in the process of just, this is somebody I
wasn't going to make it, though.
I talked to, he wasn't.
I'm telling you I wasn't going to make it.
It was everything that clip looked like, and it was a little bit more.
When was it, Valentine?
Nah, it was
before?
Yeah, it was like that Wednesday before.
Oh.
Yeah.
The pre-love.
On the pre-love. The pre-cum. The pause.
Yeah. I see what was going on. As looking at my rolling about that time.
Crazy.
Okay, listen. Okay, all right. Yeah, no, I wasn't going to make it.
But I think entertainers are fed up with the pandemic. You know, the person's house we were at, if you saw, you saw. But, you know. It's so hard.
Shout out, these are people. Big shout out, Terrence J.
Yes, hey, shout out, Terrence.
Musai.
Here we go.
Just didn't know. We don't. You know, some people don't want to be shouted out, but that's the fam right there. You know, that's the bros. That's the brotherhood.
The brotherhood. What fraternity are you referring to?
I'm a brother of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated.
Really?
Non-hazing, non-pledging.
Really? Is that right?
1911.
Mm. I'm not gonna say on what campus
either.
you wanna start the show off like this? We can start the show off like this, all right?
Working on the weekend like usual.
Mm.
And
I haven't done my taxes. I'm too turned up.
Those are some nice shorts.
Okay, let's just get this out the way. I am a brother of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated.
You
Bloody Z chapter, Howard University. Spring 2010 initiate.
2006 over here. Shout out our, we ain't gonna leave him out. Shout out our camera guys, Camera Marcus.
Yeah, we got some ice cold, bro. I need some ice in my, you know what I'm saying? Where y'all at? What's up, man?
Problem with ice, it melts.
Woo!
Once it gets under some heat, some pressure, and they can't respond. Not on the mic.
There's nothing
but yeah,
can
there
say.
We go. We got it out the way.
And we got it out the way.
He went to Howard. I went to Hampton. It's a perfect. It's so left and right that it centers. Mm. You know anything about audio? You know? So
pan left, pan right.
We're kind of doing like little intros.
Interleaved.
I don't want to do one intro. I want you to keep learning us every episode.
They're gonna learn though.
They're gonna learn.
They're gonna learn.
I'm gonna introduce myself differently every time.
You know what I'm looking forward to, bro? Being back Oxtails. Outside.
I'm looking forward to oxtails. I think I might make them this week.
We're gonna have to do a full cooking session with you.
We're
gonna have to do that. That's like mandatory. But what I was saying was, you know what I'm looking forward to?
What's that?
Being outside, being back outside, and hearing Bobby Shmurda. Like it's a different energy. Bobby Shmurda did 6 years, bro. That's how long. People been living in LA. That's how long, you know, people.
Oh,
have been,
wow.
Like, if you think about it,
yeah.
Like, Bobby Shmurda really, he went out on a high note.
A great note.
He went out on a high note and came back. And it's just like, wow, bro. You really, as a man, you took accountability and you did what you had to do.
That's what I like most. He took the accountability.
Most people not built like that.
No.
Most people not built like that, you know? And it's just like, when you take accountability, I think there's a layer of maturation that's just going to continue to manifest more growth in all your life decisions moving forward.
And what a way to come home. They've been streaming his songs up.
Bruh, everything that went like gold and double platinum. Platinum.
Any of the gold records went platinum. Anything that won't gold went gold, so...
Big shout out to GS9, all the homies. Welcome home.
Hey, lucky. Well, actually, there's some stuff open. Because, you know, that's a whole bag right there.
That's a whole bag.
He can go get...
I'm going to tell you right now. Bobby Shmurda is finna turn Atlanta inside out.
It's 50 in appearance.
For All-Star.
Probably that's if he...
Anywhere Bobby Shmurda go... Bro, the first party that Bobby Shmurda goes to, it's over. It's over. We're going to see it on the internet. We're going to talk about it next episode. It's about to happen.
And that hat gonna come right back.
He throwing a hat. Oh my, bro. When
it's
that
crazy. If he does that joint and then he catches it like Michael and pulls it down. Yo, if he does like a Smooth Criminal.
Yo.
If he put out a visual and the hat just comes back and he goes like this.
Oh my goodness.
Who's bad?
Man, so.
I'm excited for him.
Bro. I'm excited. It's the top of March, man. It's Women's Month. I don't know. Well, I know you know, but for the viewers, you know, this is also a season of fasting and prayer. So, thank you for your support.
Yeah.
Mark Jackson, you know, I am a.
He on his Lent vibes.
I'm on my Lent vibes right now.
LV.
LV.
It's LV. A different LV.
LV. I'm on my Lent vibes right now. We super sober and super celibate. We got a clean diet. You know, this looked like some Casamigos, but you know.
Not I.
It's Casa Agua for me.
I'm over here vibing. But I gotta do that.
You do.
He's not a burden, he's my brother.
Bro, much love to you, man. Yeah, I appreciate cheers. That. I appreciate that.
Look, the new Corona cheers, the pandemic cheers, you can't do you can't, eye to
you
eye.
Can't, you can't.
Somebody got to go high or you got to tilt. I see a lot of y'all turning in, actually, going lip to lip.
Mm-hmm.
Hit them with that, you know.
One thing that I saw yesterday that lifted my spirit, bro, Kirk Franklin did a Tiny Desk performance, and it shook social media, bro.
It should have.
He did the throwbacks. He did the banger newbies.
That's what I like, grew up on.
We all did. No, I don't care.
Everybody did.
I don't care.
Everybody did.
I mean, I'm trying to tell you.
Some people didn't get with Kirk till like Stomp.
Some people didn't go to church, but their parents were playing Kirk Franklin at the house.
On tape.
As a black, yeah. Our generation, and let's give it 5 years back.
I'm talking what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And the Christmas album itself.
The Christmas album, bro.
What's going on, Tammy? What's going on, family? It's your brother. It's your uncle. It's your nephew, Kirk. What's going on, family? Sing, Eric. I was like, yo, which one of these dudes is Eric?
But Melodies from Heaven. He did that one.
Right now.
Yeah, let's just show them a clip. Big shout out to NPR. If you did not see the Kirk Franklin Tiny Desk performance. We just gonna give y'all
a
quick snippet.
Just a
quick snippet.
Real quick.
Melodies from hell. Yeah. Rain down on me.
Yeah.
Rain down on me.
Singing again, melody.
Melodies from hell.
Rain down.
Rain down on me.
Yeah.
Rain down on me.
Take me.
Feels so good. And hum, I want you to just bop. Just rock to the left, to the right, like this, come on. Just bop like this at the crib. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Keep that groove like that.
Melody! Give me that.
Melody! Oh, no.
Kirk Franklin, we need you on the show, brother.
Kirk,
we need your blessing.
We just
need a word. Matter of fact, zoom in, call in if you see this. We need to hear a word from you, brother.
At a high level like that, a game-changing, trailblazing level, Kirk, he don't even need flowers. He needs something bigger than that.
He needs,
this point, flowers is for, like, minimal. He needs, like, I don't know, custom bouquets. Like, not just flowers. He needs gardens.
You need gardens.
Some people you give flowers, others you dedicate a garden to them.
And you cultivate it just for
at
them.
His level, you gotta think, this is the time that on the secular urban side.
He broke barriers.
Uptown Records was jumping. Bad Boy was starting to flourish. So you gotta think Kirk's been doing it that long since 91, 90, 92. And it's 2000. He's coming up on 30 years.
You want to know something wild? If you really want to compare Kirk to anybody.
It's got
to
be Diddy.
Yo, Kirk Franklin is literally.
He's the definition of
the
cool
sanctified,
and gospel.
The sanctified gospel extended LP version of Sean Puffy Combs.
He's that impactful.
The same in the same right. They're both very.
And we got to realize when he was doing gospel, the gospel he was doing was very R&B-ish.
It's very R&B.
And then that's why he had them skits.
Very R&B-ish.
People weren't liking that. The people of the church, we both, that's the one thing that bonds us. We both church kids, church boys.
He took a chance, bro. He took a chance, and he got so much backlash for years.
For just having some chords.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
some vibes, some
but
grooves.
I respect Kirk because he stood his ground, he stuck to his bones, and like he is who he is today because if all of that didn't transpire while he was trying to break those barriers, he wouldn't be who he is.
Where will we be?
So, like we said earlier, it is Women's Month, it is March, and we have some guests. We have some guests that's gonna join us shortly. What Rick Ross say when he was
Wingstop?
Nah, what he
Lemon
said?
Pepper.
What did Rick Ross say when he was addressing Tory Lanez? He said, "Don't forget about the sisters."
Don't forget about the sisters.
Don't forget about the sisters.
All right, we're gonna bring them up.
It's the sound effects for me. It wouldn't even be right if you didn't hear it though. You got more?
That's
more?
That's what she said.
We starting it like this.
Come on.
Happy Women's Appreciation Month to our beautiful, lovely guests that, you know, decided to just pull up on some real ones.
You see them.
You see it. Just go ahead. Do a little zoom in right you quick, Marcus. Just do a little zoom in.
See them.
So that they can see the eye
acknowledge
candy.
Acknowledge them.
The eye candy that we brought for y'all, okay? This is what March going to look like for the rest of your life. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, for the rest of your life, forever. Even after you die, you're going to see this, okay?
For the rest of this episode.
So, before we get into everything that we have planned to speak to you guys about, please introduce yourself.
Well, I'm Courtney, a.k.a. Miss I Am, a.k.a. Granny on the Gram.
Come on, G-O-G.
Granny be twerking.
Yo, that's a granny twerk. That's like when you're over 30, your knees pop. That's how you know she got some. Mm. Yeah, I got that.
But yeah, some grannies is freaky as hell.
What's wrong with that?
Some grannies is freaky. So you ain't going to act like, it's a granny twerk. It's a granny twerk.
It's just the, you know, but in the bed, it's, you know.
Oh, okay.
Because I always have that thing in my head because she do it on the, you know, I always think of that. Because girls, you can fake it on the gram.
Fake it on the gram.
But that's why I'm working on these legs right now. Because watch out. It's going to be over 2 minutes.
Bust it.
Better watch out.
Is you. Okay. Two shots.
Magnes in the building.
There we go.
And you, the fine Fresno Fox that just followed us in this
Fresno
building.
Fresno Fox. Shout out to Fresno 559.
J-Lu!
J-Lu, baby.
No. J-Lu, baby. J-Lu, baby! Wow. So.
The Fresno Fox.
The Fresno Fox.
That was cute. I've never
you
like
that.
That.
It was off
like
the top,
that.
Bro. It was like off that. The top.
That's the first.
So we need one. You from Sac, right?
Bay Area.
Longer I met you in life. Sac, though. I met you in yes. Sac years ago.
Sacramento and the Bay, but I feel like the Bay raised me because I was there longer.
So you a Grandma Bay or you a Bay? Like, we got to get you the Fresno Fox and...
She represents the Bay Area.
Yes.
But spelled with an E, not a Y.
Ooh. Oh. Bay with an E. Bay
the type
from
of women you just
Bay
got
from the
wife.
Bay.
Bay from the Bay.
Oh, Bay from like the it. Bay. There we go.
We give him a lot of
trademarks. We need applause for that. Bay for the Bay and the Fresno Fox. Yes. So, ladies, first and foremost, thank you for coming to the show. Like I said, you guys.
An honor.
Thank you for having us.
Nah, we had to recognize and highlight the bosses.
This is my first podcast, so.
Oh, you probably your cherry, yo, Jay Murphy and Friends.
Oh. Wow. Hey, it feels good.
It's been a while, bitch.
Welcome. But I do want you guys to get into things that you do in your industry respectfully, respectively, individually. You guys are definitely bosses in your fields, in your lanes, and y'all can open up about that.
For sure.
I'll start. So I do, y'all know me as a bartender. Most people know me as a bartender. I have my own bartending business, Boss Tenders.
Come on.
You know.
I done booked them.
He done booked me
we
before.
We done made
some
money.
Come on, yeah.
Shout out to your people looking out for their people. You feel me? So my
you
bartending.
You did a great job too.
Thank you. My bartending business, Boss Tenders, And also I have my bikini line and lip gloss line coming out this month. So, you know, we out here working.
Wait, so this is, you ain't posted about this at all either.
Nah,
so you
dropped an exclusive drip.
That's
an exclusive
drip. Drop the drip.
Oh, we had to drop all of them.
She just leaked some information for you.
That's some exclusive drip.
You know, I really do appreciate the hustle that these Renaissance millennial women have been exuding.
It's attractive.
It's very attractive.
They don't got as much time for you, but it's attractive.
Hey, what would you say?
You want a busy woman or a begging woman?
Exactly. Pick one.
Busy or a begging woman?
Pick one.
Because they both live out
you
here.
You can't be talking about, oh, they, no, she got to work.
Exactly. And that's the trickiness.
And the hours is longer, entrepreneurs. Yeah. So it's flex.
Because you still want them to be a woman, a wife, a girlfriend, whatever, but then you still want them to be about their stuff. So it's like, it's a catch 22. Like, you want a busy person, just like a woman would want a busy man, but then you got to deal with that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want a busy man or you want a babysit?
I don't babysit unless it's
on. Exactly.
That's what we have going to do.
Can y'all just take a sip, please?
And I don't deal with
babies. If we going to go there, we going to go there, okay?
That's what we not going to do. Okay.
Okay, click, click, click. Okay. I'm not drinking, but I wish I was.
I'm gonna drink for you because you know I don't.
Please, all right, take another one for bro.
Big Lent energy.
Super sober, super celibate until further notice. Please tell us about your business, Grandma.
So everybody call me Granny, but I own my own customs clothing brand. So for like the last 6 or 7 years, I was doing like a lot of custom pieces and jackets and denim. And then I moved to LA officially. And then I just kind of started going crazy doing customs. And now I do like celebrity pieces, customs for random people that who's like, oh, I want some extra. Okay, cool. And then I also developed a brand like 2 or 3 years ago because it just became like an essential thing as well.
So this is only 2 years?
Two, three years for
Let's
sure.
Let's talk about the hustle.
This shit
man.
Running like a 10-year company.
Let's talk about the hustle.
Not only, listen, and it's no shade to other people who do have lines, but she also has a store. The overhead is different.
Overhead is different. Oh, okay, let's
talk. See, I know business.
And the store is smack dab in the middle of
downtown
fashion
right?
district.
Let's just give you your flowers.
Right, and I have to accept that because sometimes, well, I'm going to admit it, I never accepted my flowers before. Mm. I was always like, oh, yeah, cool, cool. But I just felt like there was always so many people doing so much more.
You know what? You didn't accept them because they're not enough.
But you see, I'm learning to
We talked
accept.
About this earlier.
We talked about this earlier.
You deserve a garden. Not flowers.
You need a garden.
Water that shit. Do whatever you gotta do.
Garden.
We all have flower accomplishments, and then there's some things of the garden.
I appreciate that so much. That's something that I've been struggling with.
I know that shit is hard.
Because that's another thing with Courtney, that she works so hard. Being one of her closest friends and, you know, helping her. She works really, really, really hard.
All the time.
And my dog be hustling.
As an entrepreneur, as a person that wants something in life, you have to work for what you want. So you can't expect, you can't have your hand out, can't expect everybody to do it for you. And I'm big, big on, like my dad taught me, people can't take from you what's yours. So I'm not going to have somebody just come dabble and give me something and then try to take it away from me. No, I'm going to buy that machine. I'm going to learn how to do this. And I'm going to get all this stuff done on my own. And then now I'm to the point where, oh, you need the service? I got you. I'll do it myself.
Now she's servicing.
And I'm cutting out the middleman. I'm going to be the middleman, but I never pay no middleman.
So you've been riding around and getting it?
Oh, riding around and getting it, selling out the trunk. You know I was.
Hey, trapping out the bando. It's open.
For years. And then, then I was blessed and I got a store. I'm not
that
afraid
store
to say
vibe
it.
Is different.
That store vibe is different.
Yeah, but...
It's pressure on. When you got that store...
Oof. It separates you.
Yeah. It ain't just an online thing or it's not just an idea.
Because it ain't like her
what
shit
you want
is,
to do. It's like...
Live work. That's work. And then she lives so yeah. That's two rents I gotta cover.
Yeah, I had my stuff at home, and then I got overgrown.
It got too big.
Yeah, and then I had to go drop $9,600 and get a store. I started my business only $14,000 that I saved up for like 10 months working at Hookah. I worked my butt off, and then $3,000 a month. So my first 2 months
Hollywood
I wasn't profiting.
Shout out Hollywood Hookah.
Yeah, shout out Hollywood Hookah.
My dog was in there serving them coals up for them bowls.
Christmas.
And giving them drinks.
I didn't know you was ever at Hollywood Hookah.
Bro, what?
Was at Hollywood Hookah.
What? Yo, on the real,
my core introduction started at Station. I never knew she was
on the real. Yeah. A lot of great talent started at Hollywood Hookah just off the hustle. Mm-hmm. Off the hustle. A lot of people.
You say 14 bands.
A lot, I say a lot of people.
Oh, you said, wait a minute. No, because people don't realize like it's a mindset. You have to flip your tables. Mm-hmm. Like there's customers that come in. You had a different girl yesterday. You had a new girl today. Guess what? I still don't know you. And but you know, it's the thing that you do is customer service. I made sure all my people was good. Every time, and
discretion.
I worked my butt off. I worked,
and it was a lot of money going in Hollywood hookah. Yeah.
Yeah. I worked
You know, the ball players, everybody in there going.
But
up.
Wait, and this was before it got ball players.
I miss outside.
I don't miss outside.
Woo, Hollywood hookah right after, you know what I'm saying, playoffs.
Hollywood hookah had a lot of money.
I ain't gonna lie, it was a good.
Remember the upstairs? Like, that's the throwback.
Yeah,
throwback.
The upstairs. Yeah.
Niggas got upstairs stories, okay?
Wait. Was that Hollywood hookah before it turned into the patio? Or
yes,
was that Hollywood hookah?
The Hollywood
inside?
Hookah
bowl,
inside.
Oh.
It was different.
Everybody
back then.
Was
that
in
was
there.
Different.
Everybody was in there.
Before the outside
and
patio.
And it had a DJ up top.
That was different. That was LA, different.
LA was totally different.
That was.
LA was so different.
Because when it switched to. Before the patio stuff, before COVID.
I remember when they was trying to build it.
They had the patio stuff in the back, and it seemed like it turned into a different Hollywood.
Oh, this was
hookah.
The patio before it had like the overhang and all the
views.
Before
all
the TV.
That.
Yeah.
All of that. So
I was
many
there,
transitions.
Like, before,
that was
so
a different Hollywood hookah back
Y'all
then.
Y'all see, I just be in the house. You know, I don't know if these secular
right.
things.
He's a Sayers Club, you know, original.
he wants the live
Yeah,
music.
You know, I do. Agave daddy vibes. It's a modern sugar
Sayers.
Daddy. It's
agave
a younger sugar daddy.
Daddy vibes.
Yeah, agave daddy. You know.
Nah, you had to really hustle to be at Hollywood Hookah.
Yeah.
Shout out Sasha. And Sasha was GM in Penthouse, right?
Yep.
Sasha was GM in Penthouse. Yep. Who else came out of there from the beginning? Maddie was working there in the very beginning.
Yeah.
That's when I met Matt. That's why I'm so tight with her.
Because it teaches you, it's like either like you're gonna sink or swim. So it's like you're there. Like Molly from Playhouse, the GM of Playhouse, she told me, she's like, you're put in a position where you can meet those people with the money, those people with
That's
influence.
Bad.
You're gaining Period. These relationships. That's so it's like, bad. What are you gonna do with it? As a woman in a male-dominated industry, a woman in entertainment, either your body is gonna sell it or what's coming out your mouth is gonna sell it.
Mm.
And when I first moved to LA, the first party I ever worked, cause I came here as a bartender too for celebrity events. The guy was like, you're cute, but she cuter. You know, you're cute, but like, what do you have to add to this? So he's like,
Added
don't be a girl. Yeah, don't be a girl out here that's just cute. Because cute won't get you far.
Mm-hmm.
Cute
fine.
With something to say and when cute doing
far.
Something. Yeah. So it's like, ever since then, I was like, dang.
So with that being said, what obstacles do you both face as women in your respective industries?
Obstacles.
We can. I know that.
It's possible.
So working in the nightlife industry, being a woman, being a pretty woman.
Mm-hmm. Girl, you fine.
Thank
you.
Fine,
JJ,
fine.
You fine.
I get it from my mom.
JJ,
you
fine, girl.
If I like girls, she would be mine. So back up, okay?
It's the bone structure.
That's my dog.
Shout out to my granny.
Hey, you fine too, granny. Structure. You fine too, granny.
Shout out to my granny for the chiseled cheekbones.
Yeah, it's the
Yeah,
bone
you got
structure.
It. Yeah, nah.
You know
you
I got Indian in my
she
family.
Knows she got
it. But being a...
Poca hot ass. Okay.
Oh, that's a good one. Hey, this is a nickname king, right?
Come on, man. As Luke about the nickname game, man. You know.
Nickname game.
The Fresno
everybody,
Fox.
Everybody I know got a Fresno Fox is hard. Everybody I know got a nickname. Everybody I know.
I've never
nickname.
Heard Fresno Fox. That's the one.
That's an old school compliment. Our uncles and them. They say,
who like uncle is you?
You're looking like a Fresno Fox. I'm trying to run the trail right behind you.
Jerome and Rome.
Yeah, that's Rome vibes.
But yeah, being in the nightlife industry, obviously being a pretty girl, dudes they come in with every line.
Wow. Give us three.
Every
you can chime in too. We need three.
What you doing after this? Like, oh, why your man got you out here? Like all the like,
you too pretty to be working.
Wow.
Let me put you in that G Wagon.
But that's the one I like. What's your Cash App? That's the one.
I don't hear that too often. I'm like, oh, I need to hear that.
Y'all exchange numbers for Cash App deposits.
You don't have to do that. I just put my Cash App.
I just put my Cash App, my name.
Dollar sign.
You don't have to put the phone number.
So if a guy is Cash Apping you out of interest and showing you he's interested, what does he get in return?
A thank you.
Does he get a follow back? Does he get a...
No,
okay,
get a
but because he's man. The guy... Thank you. He volunteered that.
Exactly.
This is true.
You get a thank
but
you.
But you know he volunteered that.
But see, this is where men and women, we have a...
Let's get to
we
it.
Have a...
Let's get
it's a fine line.
A distinct separation.
We, yeah.
Break it down, women.
So when guys are... They are... what's the word?
Courting, curious.
No, when pursuing? They offering you. Okay, they're like, okay, what's your Cash App? You're giving me the option to say yes or no. So I'm the bad woman because I said yes?
It's the same as like, what's your Instagram? Mm.
I mean, I'll give a guy my Instagram, but right. Just because I give it to you doesn't mean I want to follow you back.
It doesn't mean a follow back.
And that's the thing too. Working in the nightlife industry, guys, you know, they pop at you all the time.
Okay.
You're not the only
I
one
I don't
that
give
night.
My number out like that. No. Obviously, if I don't want to talk to you, I'm not giving you my number. So I give you my Instagram instead. So okay. If a girl gives you her Instagram instead,
yeah.
That means
okay. Something. There's levels to it.
Yeah.
But also,
well, low key, that's like giving the number nowadays.
No.
It is a thin line.
I'm telling you, as a guy, we get.
I will say,
men to women.
Okay.
Us giving you the Instagram is not giving you my number.
That's like saying here you can
do
watch.
That exchange.
But I don't
you
get.
You can, but the it's DM. Not. It's not like we're accepting it though. Like that. That's cool. I can have your number, but I don't have to use it. If you actually have my number, you can come in contact with me.
I feel like it's more disrespectful if I give you my number and you FaceTiming me and calling me and I don't ever answer.
Ooh, especially at 3 a.m.
That's
like,
so
after
disrespectful.
I work,
but if I
I'm
give
doing?
You.
So that's how I went down. That's what happened. Let's get into it.
So if I give you my Instagram and mm-hmm. you write at me and I don't respond, mm-hmm. you know. I'm low key sneaky. I don't get Instagram notifications to my phone at all.
I don't either. That's too much.
You feel me? Like,
and most of the time, if you're not following the person, it goes. I didn't even know.
The request box.
And somebody's like, I'm in LA. Barely, nice to see you.
I barely look at my
request
box.
I said March.
Cause why you gotta?
No. It was too late.
Oh, too late.
So is it an obstacle when you're just constantly being pursued in your place of work, or is it? I mean. Correct me if I'm wrong. I know I'm right, but correct me if I'm wrong. You two are definitely very attractive, and y'all could go to 7-Eleven and somebody trying
yeah,
to
yeah, it doesn't you. Matter. It Being doesn't in matter. High school, walking home from school, and no.
Well, I feel like to touch on your point about like just being sought after so often. It's true, but that's when you think about it, like in a business standpoint, a company will hire you, a bartending company, whatever, will hire you for a reason because you draw people in. You're entertaining, you're social, and you get the job done and you can count. Your work ethic goes crazy. But as a woman in the industry, if a bartending or any woman in like a stripper game or whatever, that's the separation. You can't entertain every man that comes at you because then you're easy to seek. That's why bottle girls win because, okay, you have to come to the club to see me, for me to flirt with you, and you pay me. It's an
y'all
exchange.
Y'all got stalkers?
It's a 1500 yes. buy-in.
It's
yes.
happened before.
So, yes. Wow.
Just for the intro.
Y'all got stalkers, and then y'all got options. What plans for
stalkers, like real contributors that like support you everywhere you go. Stalker. Like stalker. Stuff like
or is
that.
Or is that a supporter? Because I have dudes... who come to, if they know I'm working a certain night, they'll come because they like, oh, Jazz is working. But let me support her.
I feel like that's support.
Is that stalking?
I think stalker is more so...
Lurking at the bar, like...
Or they happen to be at Ralph's when you went there.
Yeah, no.
Like, okay, you on my story too much.
Yeah, stalking is like, okay, you see me on Instagram and you see I'm at a specific spot and you just pop up.
Oh shit!
We're being
what's up,
literal.
Y'all?
We're being literal.
No, you saw
that's
that.
Stalking.
Yeah, we're being literal.
I know y'all be hitting the trail sometimes.
Some, wow, y'all got some creepy stories.
Where you gotta post?
You turn
like,
your head. Somebody
you gotta
just
post
staring
delayed.
At you.
You gotta post later. You can't post at that moment.
Y'all can't post at the moment in real time. Y'all can't tag.
You gotta
wait
and post later.
Y'all that's can't do it. It's a lot that y'all really can't do as an attractive woman.
But that entertainment. But that's just being safe. Anybody should honestly really think about that.
That's facts.
But some people that like maybe aren't in the public eye or aren't like sought after. So much like don't really have to worry about like posting, they can just do whatever they want.
Yeah,
but as a woman, like we're both single, like we're both like out here doing
okay,
things on our own.
Tell my tea.
Wow. No,
everybody do that. That's not a
no,
secret.
No, no.
Hold on, bring hold that back.
Bro. Hold on, run that back, Turbo. So, y'all both single.
I'm single.
Oh, you single? Okay, yeah.
So they walked in. They didn't have a pre-convo, but this is very organic. It's very organic.
I mean, like Mark said, Mm-hmm. People don't know if I'm in a relationship or not.
You don't know what she got going. Hey,
the way I move, hey, my you dog, ain't gonna know.
My dog, that's you honestly never
the,
know.
That's the type of woman you
it's
want.
It's safe for you until you're
but
like
But if you're on the
public.
Outside, it drives you yeah, crazy.
For sure.
You said, well, of, if you're on the outside, them type of women, it drives you. Because you don't know they moves.
You don't know what I'm
like,
doing.
She don't never.
You only
but
see what I
once you're in a relationship with them, you like, yeah, this the vibe.
Yeah, because it's better to have a girl who's like more protective of her personal life than somebody mm-hmm. that just flexes everything. Because then exactly. now girls are going to be coming for your man, guys going to be coming for you, all this mm-hmm. extra stuff. I know my man is good. He knows I'm good. Then that's all that should matter.
Right.
That's to me, that's what it should matter. So when I'm in a relationship, I don't have to talk about and do all this flexing and showing everything. Yeah. Why? Because my man's taking care of me. And if he's not, then you see I'm here.
So with that being said, how do you both manage dating as women in your industry, boss, ladies, boss women,
y'all
entrepreneurs,
meet so many people.
Sisters, sisters with money, sisters with ambition.
SWM?
SWM.
SWM.
How do y'all juggle and Merch find balance with your work life and your dating life?
I mean, it's tricky.
Is it possible?
It is. Yeah. No, it's very possible. So I feel like you can do whatever you want to do, whether you're in a relationship or not. So as that saying is, like, you make time for those who you want. Same thing. I'll make time for when I'm in a relationship and things that I want. But I'm 34 years old.
Let's get it.
Hey, and she looks
Trey Quad. Trey Quad.
I'm 35.
You know what I'm saying?
But pound you it. Know, if you've met me before and or you meet me today and find out more about me tomorrow, I am who I am. Mm-hmm. So all that I do now comes.
Miss I am.
Miss I am. Because I am who I want to be.
Who do you say that I am?
So it's like, I am who I am. Mm-hmm. So you either respect it, you appreciate it, you love the person that I am, or we don't have to talk.
I can't get enough. God.
But, and it's also not, sorry, it's not.
At least
not,
be direct. The directness is
directness,
the direct for me.
It's the
because at least then you can choose.
It's the maturity.
Because,
it's the love of maturity.
Why
of
should I?
You know who you are. A lot of people that we cross paths with, the people that pursue us or find interest in us, we are aware of who we are, but a lot of people don't know who they are.
Exactly.
And so that's the energy that we get, because it's rare. You feel me?
I understand that. Very rare.
It's very rare.
But I also am not here to babysit no man.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also not looking to be taken care of. So I'm letting you know all the things that come with me and things that I expect and that I want. But on the flip side, I'm also able to compromise. I'm not going to be with the man who's insecure, but I will be with the man who wants me to show respect while I'm in a relationship.
Jay Lou, is it hard for you to entertain any guy not realizing that you still the girl that guys always are on? Like
the wolves are
waiting.
That has definitely been an issue before.
Like,
because it's like when a guy dates a stripper, right? He know what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Then later he like, look, I don't want you to strip no more. She like, nigga, I was a stripper when you met me. Like,
you gotta supplement that though.
So it's like being in the nightlife, bartender, bottle girl, whatever. Dudes, being insecure. Oh my God, insecure men.
It's a no.
Let's take the pressure. Let's take the pressure off of the women for a second, and we can open up. I'll start this off, Mark. Insecure men. I think the greatest issue that men deal with is taking accountability for who they were when they were younger. And so when they are learning to be vulnerable and being transparent with a significant other, their past actions really haunt them, and they don't know when their karma is going to, you know, be right at their doorstep.
That's
or look, or you're not going to see the reflection in your mirror. You're going to see your karma in the mirror, and you're going to run away. I think it's a growth piece. But the longer you take growing out of your old habits and your old, you know, nonchalant laziness attitudes with being proper and being correct and being respectful when you're dealing with women, the more insecure you can be, you know, once you find yourself and find who you are. Mm-hmm. Being secure is also, it also lines in with people not knowing who they are.
People not, one thing I did read about, because I was just trying to, you know, self-development and, you know, self-love, self-care. I've been reading up on stuff like that because that's important. And a lot of people, they don't understand self-development, how important that is.
Very important.
Especially being...
You got to update your software.
You have to...
update your own software, yeah.
But self-development is so important because you know, when you're dating, it's like, oh, you know, you want the dude, the hot dude, or the dude that got the money, so you could take trips and he could buy you gifts and do all this stuff.
He can take trips and he can buy you gifts and he can get you dicked in, he can get you licked in, he can get you tricked in.
Because you want to have fun. Because of Instagram.
He can take you trips and
he can buy you gifts and
he can get you
trips
and
he can buy you gifts
and he can get you dick and he can get you.
Hey,
oh my God,
this is
sweetie.
Jay Murphy and friends. God damn.
Because the dick ain't the gift. I need the dick and gift.
Ooh.
They separate. They separate.
That's going to be viral. I just want you to know that. That's going to be viral.
Dick and gifts, they separate. It ain't one.
I need
okay?
both.
What that? So what does that look like? Mark.
What?
Valentine's Day. What if a guy? Okay. It's not us because we're men of a different caliber.
Men of
in
standard.
All caps, no cap. But you said as far as the dick, you said dick and gift. The dick isn't a gift.
I need trips and gifts.
So
I can vouch. They not pussy is a gift. Women.
No,
we're not.
I give every day. So.
They're probably too thoughtful, honestly.
But I'm saying,
they gonna be more. We're not really gonna have a lot of conflicting views. They kind of get it.
There's a narrative. There's a narrative that we all know exists when it comes to Valentine's Day.
Yes.
That
the stereotypical gift.
That this is your gift, mm-mm, boo. Mm-mm. And I'm just like, okay. What if we just like, yeah, what's up? Happy Valentine's Day.
As
hell
a nigga
nah.
though, if you as a nigga, I, if you gonna do
mother,
it,
hey,
it's gotta
pop
be
the
premium.
Trunk, cause we got a problem. Pop the trunk. We got a problem.
No, not the trunk.
The
pop
trunk.
The trunk, cause we got a problem.
Not the trunk, no. Jazzy.
She want all the smoke.
You, if you in a relationship, you getting dick on a regular.
Yeah,
like, why are Valentine's Day is not
you're
a regular
re-gifting.
Day?
Yeah.
That's why it's on February 14th. Once a year.
It's
once
one
a
day.
Year.
So you can't do something. If if I mean something to you, you can't.
I'm
do
not
something,
a Valentine. I'm not a Valentine's Day nigga. I'm a weekend. Okay.
Okay.
So Valentine's Day should be easy for you.
Valentine's weekend should be easy for you.
Oh, weekend.
It's a weekend. It's a weekend.
Extravaganza.
Extravaganza. Ooh.
Okay. That's what I look.
It's a week.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, spoken word moment. It's a weekend, but guess what? The week doesn't end.
Vibes. You know,
wow.
I guess for me, love is just when two people and...
Did your nigga feed you today?
You know, you got to get when two souls and just,
come together.
A mutual journey that we both, want to go on. And
that's that when you're coming to smooth,
yeah,
97.
No.
All of that,
nine.
All of that.
Yeah.
Ladies, call the number line.
Yeah, but, I think Valentine should always be more about thoughtful things.
Thoughtful.
You can be thoughtful and not be
thoughtful.
Cheap. Yes. I think the problem is everybody assumes thoughtful means cheap.
No.
Nah. Thoughtful don't mean cheap. If I know she trying to get into embroidery or me and her dating, I'm going to buy that machine.
I'm going to buy the machine.
It ain't a bag.
I'm going to buy the machine.
But that shit's
help
about to
produce
make.
Produce more
yo,
money.
Yes.
Let me
that
say
shit,
this.
That shit's going to buy back, earn itself.
Let me say this.
In
she
a week.
The craziest pussy that night.
Head,
that's for sure.
Sloppy,
bro.
Sloppy.
But.
Bro,
can I say that?
She don't need none of that. Like she could get,
she don't need
she
a bag. She
can
like,
get
nigga.
A bag. She can get a bag any
See,
other time.
I knew
look,
I needed a press.
That's the thing, y'all said it right there. When a girl can get it on her own,
I don't need
but
that.
But her man is paying attention and getting this stuff.
It's
you
the
know I
attention.
Can get it on my own. Mm. But the fact that you listening, you paying attention,
yeah.
that's
different.
Important.
But that's also going speaking to love language too. Like some people
love
have
language.
All right, let's run them.
Come on, toes.
Love language.
Love language.
Oh my God.
Very important. That goes with getting to know yourself, though.
Yeah, what's you don't
okay,
know
let's
yourself.
Run, let's run everybody's. Go ahead, J. Lou. What's your, and let's do, because, well, I've learned sometimes your incoming language ain't always your outgoing either.
Mm-hmm.
There's some stuff I'll do gifts for somebody, but mm-hmm. I don't really care for gifts.
You're a pleaser.
I am a pleaser person. Mm-hmm. I am a pleaser.
Because he's a pleaser, a dick pleaser. I'm on one. It's probably
I'm
okay,
a
go
pleaser.
Ahead.
I'm a pleaser person. So I like to see you happy. I want to do things so you can be happy.
Mm.
And that has bit me in the ass, of course, before.
Of course.
But
it bites
just,
us.
It's just because I want to see you happy, whether you're a friend, whether you're my man. I just want to see you happy. But I did see this thing on Instagram that said, you all the love languages. I feel like I like them all.
Oh
of
yeah,
them.
No, it's just no, some are more.
I like them
some
all.
Are more forward.
Yeah,
I'm a real words of affirmation person, mm-hmm. and I didn't really realize that until my later date in life. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Even in this current climate of being a new 32 You feel me?
Come on, 32.
32. You know what I'm saying?
32 like magic.
Hey, Magic Murphy is in your life. Okay.
32 like magic.
But the crazy thing is that.
All right, Cookie. Is you gonna stay here though, Cookie?
what you say?
It's not a lot of cookies left.
Words of affirmation are so important for me, and I think because I grew up an only child. You know, a lot of people wouldn't know that because I don't really
seem
act like
you grew up like an only child.
I really grew up like a, I'm really
you're
grew
not
up
selfish.
Like I yeah I'm not at all.
You're super outgoing.
You have a lot of friends.
I'm not, and I just happened to be the very loquacious talking person.
Shout out to your parents. Clap it up.
Shout out to the Murphys, man. Shout out to the Murphys. Shout out Sheldon and Doris, man. I'm gonna call my dogs when I get off the phone, man. But yeah, like you know, prime example. I was literally just explaining to somebody the other day how I really appreciate birthday cards. And I make sure that, you know, I'm giving birthday cards. I'm selling sending birthday cards to certain people that really mean a lot to me.
Because it's what you write in them that
it's
means
what you write in them.
You.
But what's crazy growing up. So my father's in ministry. And so a lot of times during his pastoral anniversary, I would receive like appreciation notes or thank you cards for just because I was his son. You know what I'm saying?
Why was you getting any
bruh,
of that?
That's, but that's the
because
thing.
Because as a family,
as a family,
unit,
the first family.
Look out come on, you done grew up in the church. Stop
the first family. So look, let's say.
He's jealous.
Why did you get any type of
yo, like, I would really be standing at the top of the church down the aisle when they would be, like, giving, you know, my mom and my dad, people were giving speeches, you know, and giving contributions, you know what I'm saying? Just to the family and being thankful for him being at the church or whatever. So when my dad would go through all the envelopes, I would have things with my name on it. You know what I'm saying? I would have things with my name on it. And so my mom, this has happened since I was in middle school. My mom would be like, all right, look, these are all your envelopes. Cool, we're going to save this, blah, 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 blah. We're going to teach you how to tithe. But on top of that, I'm gonna give you $20. You're gonna go to Walmart. When we go to Walmart, you're gonna get all thank you cards,
thank
and you're
you
gonna
cards.
Write thank you to every single person that thought about you because you were just your father's son. You're not who your dad is, and they would recognize
exactly.
your dad, but
teach
they wouldn't
right.
So the small things
you
like that growing
son.
Up, you know, when it was somebody's birthday, I need to send something to my auntie, my grandmother, my uncle, my great grandmother. You know, so I just remember. All those memories.
Yeah.
And now here I am. It's just like.
So you're an affirmation guy.
I need affirmation. And I need to know what it is I'm doing that you is something that you enjoy.
Yeah.
Let me know I'm doing it right.
Yeah. Because sometimes it's just the other person paying attention or giving you feedback that's like, wow, you're really present. You really care.
Yeah.
We could just be, you know, here and there. But it's like when somebody's actually telling you something constructive and or like, hey, like trying to make it better and strengthen.
Yeah, nah, I'm all about communication. I'm all about like, I'm going to show you physical touch and I'm going to tell you verbally at the same time. Yep. You're going to get it. This ain't
you're not lacking for nothing.
Nah.
So imagine.
See, I feel like you were a well-rounded kid.
Yes.
Growing up, I didn't get shown affection. So like when I was in relationships, it was hard for me to show affection. Like I didn't know that
was always the girls I run into.
I swear.
They be like little shelter puppies. You go to pet them, they... Like,
no,
God,
but because now it's making me think of all the stuff that he was getting taught as a kid.
Yeah.
It goes until your adulthood. And me, I wasn't shown affection as a kid. So, and I grew up with all brothers. I'm a baby girl of three boys.
You had to figure it out and be tough.
Yeah, you know, you crying, you wipe that off and you keep it moving. Ain't no crying, no hug. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you good.
You good. So, you like, good. Being
you
in
be,
a
relationship. You be all right, Jay.
Right. Uh-huh. So, being in a relationship, I had to learn how to be affectionate. Cause I was like, he like, why you don't want to hold my hand? I'm like, hold your hand.
Yeah,
for
see, I can't.
But,
see, like, okay,
why
see,
do you
boom.
Do
that's my
what? Yeah.
Because I'm physical touch and time.
Mm-hmm.
Those
but
are,
I have
those
to
are
learn.
My big ones. But I always learn. Run in, always end up or end up dealing with women who, like, they just kind of. What I had to learn, it don't mean that they don't care or that they don't like you.
Yeah.
They just a little.
They're not used to
they're
it.
They're not used to it, and it's not that
and
it's bothering them. They're like. It has to take time. I'd be like, yo, what's...
But then when you realize that from her, then you know how to love her. You know how to like appreciate certain things. But that's what I'm saying. People don't think about that because people also don't know themselves. So knowing now that she's not like that lovey-dovey, that's fine. Like I would never, if I'm in a relationship with her, I would never think she doesn't care about me. She just doesn't show it that way.
I had to learn that. You know, but now I feel like I am an affectionate person. I like affection now.
Oh, you'll learn.
When I learn.
But imagine being with somebody that understands that about you and, and grows with you.
And that person that I was with at the time was super patient because I gave him hell, not on purpose, but I gave him hell because...
Oh, you gave him hell. I thought you...
No, hell.
You a Gemini?
I am a Gemini.
What's the birthday?
May 22nd.
You are a Gemini.
Sagittarius.
Sagittarius.
That's Libra over there. My ex was one. Capricorn. The one I'm talking about was a Libra.
Capricorn.
So, yeah, so he had to
show patient.
Me.
We're patient.
He was so patient with me. And I'm like, leaving that relationship, I was
Libras
just like,
are patient.
I respect him and I thanked him for being so patient with me because I didn't know that. Like, even like he would come around my family, he like, you don't hug your mom when you see her? I'm like, no, I didn't grow up like that. Hey, mom, what's up? He like, yeah, and then when I would go to his family, his mom and his dad was like, oh my God, but he was also Belizean. Belizean, you know,
oh, yeah, that's a whole different culture.
He was Belizean. Yeah. So, but for me, it's like, he like, dang, that's weird. Like,
you had
don't
that
even,
exotic.
Yeah. You had, So you was getting, you was getting foreign. So you was getting some foreign dick.
Hey, Belizean, the FD.
We're going to talk about the food because we ain't going to go there.
Oh, Lord.
They got some good food, though, right?
Yeah, they Belizean food is good.
It's very comfort, ain't it? It's comfortish.
I mean, Caribbean.
It's Caribbean, yeah.
Yeah, even though, yeah, it's Caribbean.
It's all the smoke, ATS.
So
you said he was patient, right?
He was patient.
So I want to know when things do get rough. A rough patch in a talking phase, a dating phase, a relationship phase. Are y'all track stars?
For sure.
She's a runner. She's a track star. She gonna run away when it gets hard.
Nah.
See, so okay, y'all run
so
away.
So y'all, break it out.
Because when you really, when you're in a relationship with somebody and you care about them and you see... I'm 34, like I said, so I want something of longevity. I'm not dating, trying to figure out. I'm not trying to hop on no new privates. But... I want to find that one, and so I'm going to make it work. So whether we're, whether we got to go... I mean, I have,
shops.
But you know, that's different. The needs are getting better, but...
Bust it. But, is you. Two shots.
Yeah.
I need to have my triggers right there.
But when I'm in a relationship and I see it going somewhere, like, there's a philosophy for me that it's like, okay, what one person won't do, another person will. So it's like grass isn't always greener. I always think of stuff like that. So I'm like, okay, cool. I'm with this person. I don't like this, but let me like work this out with this person. If this person's willing to fix things and help me and grow together.
Yeah, because
cool,
somebody
I'm gonna be
else
here.
Might do a void, but then they're trash in the eight other categories.
And eight other.
And that's what people got to stop running into.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this, well, my last nigga, we always went on trips or that.
Okay,
okay
cool.
But he had six other girlfriends.
Exactly. And
this
really
nigga,
wasn't
he
your
might,
nigga.
He
and
might
it
can
really
only
wasn't
do...
your nigga.
But yeah, and it really wasn't your nigga. I did a whole thing on that. There's this really wasn't your nigga, but it's my nigga in my head.
So you
but it's
can't
really
leave.
Yours.
If you getting 8 out of 10 boxes checked.
Okay, see,
stay there.
In that situation, you gotta understand what you're dealing with too. Because if I'm just messing with a dude and we just whatever, it doesn't matter if it get hard or not, because we ain't got no commitment. We just, it is what it is. You know what I mean?
That's part two. But
so,
there's levels
but
to it.
But if you really
it's,
with
it's
somebody.
It's levels to the track stars. Okay.
Yeah. It's
okay, no, that's what they're saying.
So you want to talk about my ass.
She going to run away when it gets hard.
No, but if you guys are just messing around, what
then
are you running away from?
Then
y'all
matter.
Just messing around.
Because that's also, as
there's
the
no
man
commitment
and the woman,
there.
That's not our responsibility. Whatever.
But you going to run away when the dick get hard.
If I'm just messing with...
Chill out, Mark.
She going to run away when the dick hard.
Because if I'm just messing with you for the fun, why I got to deal with the hard shit? I'm not here to know how you grew up and
you
how your
what,
mama... Because we're just having fun.
As a nigga that is a relationship nigga, but also I've realized sometimes I be the fun nigga.
You a relationship nigga. I ain't... You got what girlfriend have I met?
Boom,
I ain't met no girlfriends, no lady friends, no nothing.
I don't bring them to work.
Actually,
they
don't bring them to work.
They be right under y'all nose. I'm just a very, you know, I show everybody love.
You would never know. He's a J. Lou in a wolf clothing.
No,
M. Lou.
But have I not introduced you to people, though?
Oh, she need her props. She need her props. She need her credit. She like, oh, I ain't put you on?
I know, and you can't tell when I'm in a situation, but I've introduced you to people. Like,
oh,
hey,
yeah.
All y'all always have. So why we don't get introduced?
Facts.
Wow.
I introduced
that's
you?
That's crazy.
If I don't, well, one,
keep it G.
Keep it one, in. First of all, our dynamic. So the way I know Court,
since you a relationship guy, I ain't.
Wow, that's crazy.
I'm telling you, everybody else will vouch the same. She gonna run away when the dick comes.
What's the?
She froze. No, she trying to see what. Hold on. Let me respond to that.
No, cause please, don't be a hypocrite. Please do.
I'm not being a hypocrite. But sometimes the intros, mm-hmm. y'all intros, it's not even just. I do always. Y'all are very respectful in that. And plus, I know I'm super, like, friendly. So sometimes that intro helps calm the nerves of the guy.
We sleep.
It calms the nerves of they guy. Like, oh, okay, he's
all up. I said, Jay, was...
What's up?
If he a relationship dude, as his homegirls, why we ain't never been introduced?
Y'all have.
To nobody.
I just never knew.
Okay, he just low-key played the game like us. Like, I'm going to, like, keep it 100 with everybody. And you then have rub been on intro. This arm and rub this arm, but it's like, this is what I'm
You didn't know. You but just
if
ain't
y'all,
know.
If
Jay
it's, it's different because he come to the bar like, hey, Jazz, this is such and such kid. She wanted tequila. Can you get her a tequila? Mm-hmm. Oh, but, yeah, bet.
But that's how with five other girls, so you don't really
but
know.
I don't, but how often do I do that? I don't. So you got to look at...
Monday Night Vibes, let's talk
treatments.
About it.
Wow. You got to look at treatments. You gotta look at treatment.
She outed.
Listen, that's I'm not only a musician, but I'm from the South. I believe in hospitality.
It's a good man, yo. This is a great man. This is a great guy.
I believe in, you know, hosting, being nice to people, and this or that, you know. So
we just tweak it.
She
kind
of froze me, but
we tweak it a bit.
Yeah, see, got on his ass.
But that's just because we, you know, we just gotta do kind of more stuff outside of where I don't be ashamed. Listen, when niggas is doing plus, I only want to hit up like...
I ain't going to say no more because I ain't trying to blow up the spot.
I only want to hit up like plus one vibes. I'm not into the, it's a bunch of joints over here, pull up. That don't get me out the house. But if it's like, I know there's not going to be no solo wolves running around.
Solo
looking,
wolves.
As long as everybody got, I like solo them type wolves. Of grooves.
So you ain't never brought somebody that you was seriously talking to or something like that to like... Monday Night Vibes or something.
I have. I've brought both.
And you introduced them to us?
Yeah, sip to that. Sip to that, Grandma.
You introduced them to us?
Y'all don't be on the stage a lot.
Oh, so you didn't even come to the
listen,
bar.
If
that's
it, listen, hold on.
Because you know people hung out after when it was closed.
So that's my point. If you look.
You know, after when everybody went home.
First of all, y'all know where I live.
Everybody in their plus one still was kicking it.
Yeah, so
we still ain't get no introduction.
Y'all know them. They kind of sit off. They be a little shy. You know, I did a lot of shy women or just kind of reserved.
I was just trying to make a point. I ain't trying to make you nervous and start sweating and all that. I was just trying to make a point.
That's body mass index. That ain't nervous.
Wow. Just,
you know, it's husky season.
I was just trying to make a point. You know.
No, but of course, any I would.
It's crazy because as I'm seeing the dynamic of this current dialogue, men move the same way that y'all move, but in a
we
different
learn from
way.
Y'all.
But
we
I'm
learn
telling
from
you.
Y'all.
No, hold up. Before you,
most women don't move like them though.
Thank you.
Most women.
That's another thing.
It's twofold. It's twofold. But what I'm saying is that you know, the caliber of a man that Mark is, myself, you would never know what I have going on. You would never know what he has going on, but it's going down, okay? You would never know. We may not be as public, and even when we are in public, you still wouldn't know because we're a focal point to so many networks intersecting, mm-hmm. colliding, mm-hmm. so many conversations. We are.
I just don't like making work messy.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, that was, they know, like, listen, when we was at our
there,
peak
that.
And indoors, we was at our peak and indoors, some of them would start just, and if they right, they can come whenever. But like, if I didn't specifically be like, hey, come out tonight.
She can't come?
No, she can, but you might not get that spot. You know the spot right behind
us. Why didn't
you
show up? I didn't tell you to come.
I didn't tell you to come
No,
tonight.
I didn't say that.
That's the one.
I don't ever do that.
Oh, what you doing here?
I honestly don't know how Mark is with his ladies.
How long you been here?
I don't
here?
Know. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. But no, I don't know. Because some dudes, I could be like, I know what type of dude. I don't know how Mark is with his women.
But
I don't.
You can tell. To his defense,
I don't.
But to your defense, though, that's the proper way to do it. You are a social person. You are out there in the entertainment industry.
I understand that.
Not everybody needs to know your business. At the same time, you don't need a girl coming, being in her feelings, being immature.
Y'all know
and also
that's
unprofessional.
How they do.
Y'all
know how I know y'all had niggas out. Probably at the bar hanging.
Sex.
Yo, what's up? Come on.
What?
I'm like, yo, this is not your date.
But I would try to talk to dudes that wouldn't come to my job.
That
Okay, that's so the whole. That's
okay,
the,
but you understand. Yeah,
if that makes more sense.
But you
anything.
Do understand though, if he's
like,
a man.
Because it's like you're gonna get mad because I'm gonna flirt. Mm-hmm. But not flirting because I want him. But
it's
I gotta
job.
Get this money.
It's
but
the
that,
job.
But that's the money, and that's also why you don't talk to somebody that is gonna be insecure in that way because this is what I do. This is right. I sell a dream to people, and
period.
Some of them get it, and some of them don't.
Period.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like you're selling a dream. So don't come in and try to like take over and be like, oh hey bro, don't talk to my girl.
It's
like,
gotta
yo,
be. It's crazy because all of us are in that type of entertainment and social thing, and it's a. It has to be a conversation with that person, and then they really have to y'all know me, I start freestyling and talking or fake singing, flirting with some girl out there. They'll be like, I seen you on the Twitch. You was... I'm like, I don't know who Beauty Sun Kiss 38
on the,
is.
On the chat was?
I'm like, if that's the first time, I'm like, this is going to be weird.
But also, too, being in the industry that we are in, the nightlife industry, I feel like you gotta date people in that industry because they the you only do. People
it's,
that understand.
It's hard. Very, yeah. It's a catch 22
because
like that.
Because me being
an entrepreneur
and also, you know, working late, not come home till 4 a.m, like, and he gotta go to work at 8:00 a.m. And then I don't see him because he's at work from 8 to 5 and I go to work from
and
5
you start
to.
Leaving.
And then it's a, you know what I mean? You gotta date. I feel like you gotta date somebody that's in the industry because they understand.
And if you don't, it's just somebody that does understand and sees your grind and knows that, like, you're my girl and that I'm cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
So it just respects it.
It's hard to find a dude that's not in the nightlife to understand and be secure. I don't know what my girl doing when she at work. All them niggas in there spending money, buying bottles.
So those are your reservations. Those are your reservations for guys.
What will work for y'all probably is, nightlife or entertainment, but affiliated, more behind the scenes. Like,
no, I never want the behind the scenes. I want that nigga. I want that one. I want that.
She know what she know who she is, and she know what she wants.
I'm not the type of girl that wants to mess with like the little groupie man and like.
No, not no, no, no.
She don't want the entourage nigga. She don't want the nigga that's part of the entourage.
She want the nigga.
Behind the scenes,
the dude that got the entourage.
Behind the scenes don't mean groupie or entourage. I'm a producer. I'm not behind nobody's scene.
Let
like,
him know.
Timberland's a producer.
No. He created a scene.
My job is accompaniment.
Mm-hmm. Let him know.
So that's the only behind the scenes of it. But you still get a lit nigga now.
No.
She walk in places.
But wait. But now, not you, because I've talked to men that are like.
Oh, that's another one. Talking and dating.
Yes, it's different.
Oh, we about to get into it.
So I've talked to men of like different, you know, positions and stuff like that. But it's still, I always respected them. But I'm saying, like, even if it's not that man that we're thinking of, I want the man who's there for a reason, like working, doing his thing. I don't want the one that's just standing around acting
because
like, oh, I'm
you
here
are an entrepreneur. That's why I said, us being entrepreneurs, we need to have somebody like us, an entrepreneur.
Oh, no, I know who you're talking about. You're talking about the tag-alongs.
Yeah,
they get on my nerves.
Like, here
talking
for no
about the tag-alongs.
Yeah, of course
the niggas that be in the way.
Yeah, like, why are you here? Why are you standing here? Are you doing
something?
Yeah, I'm
something? Not
dating like, those. Like, you just go home and go to bed. Like, why are you here? You just want, like, a post and just show the artist in the back? Like, no,
yeah, we outside.
The finesser. Yeah, the one who ain't putting nothing on the tab.
So what is the difference?
The one that ain't tipping.
What is the difference, JJ, between talking and dating?
The Fresno Fox.
It's real simple.
Ooh.
Y'all could both break it down.
I mean.
It might be different for each.
I don't know. I really don't, because you could be talking to somebody and he could be taking you out, and then you could be dating somebody and he's taking, like, I...
So, for me, talking and dating is two different things. Meaning, talking is you don't have access to really none of my personal information. I don't need to explain anything to you. If I'm here, if I'm there, if I'm with you, that's all you should be concerned about.
I feel like that's dating.
No.
Right.
No,
feel talking
no.
means like I've separated you from the pack.
That's what I'm saying. You don't need to know what I'm doing.
Entry
I will
level.
I'll call you or call
entry
you.
Level.
That's entry level.
She's only offering entry level position. So,
entry level.
So is this talking or is this
talking.
Friend? I'm about to ask you. Is this talking to friend zone? Somebody that you constantly you just DM and you just keep a conversation.
Oh, no, that's different.
They don't have your number. You don't have their number.
That's not talking.
All right, cool. I'm making sure.
No, let me
define
it.
Some people that's going to watch this, they're going.
If you don't have my number,
that's social.
We are not talking if you don't have my number. How can you?
How can you claim that?
Let me tell
you.
Heard you.
Let me tell you.
She be hitting me up.
Yeah, but
no, she doesn't.
Oh, let me tell y'all.
She responds. She did a reaction to a message.
Me and her, we be talking.
No, but let me tell you.
Niggas say that.
Niggas even show you the phone.
Oh, that's
like, bro.
No,
hey,
nigga,
is weak.
Y'all be
Marcus
DMing,
is weak.
Nigga. Y'all be DMing, not talking.
Marcus okay? is weak, bro. Bro is weak.
So let
DMing?
Me tell you.
Nah.
So being social like that, that's nothing. I don't consider that nothing. That's an acquaintance. That's oh, that's
so
that
what
one guy.
Separates the talking
no,
and
I'm
the dating
ya.
For you?
I'm about
separate
to tell
the packs.
Let's get it. I'm trying to tell y'all. Talking is we fucking. We, excuse me, we're having sex.
Okay.
That's talking.
Heard you.
And I don't owe you no excuse. I don't owe you no explanations, no nothing. It is what it is. I call you when I call you. You call me when you call me. Mm-hmm. And if it's convenient, then we link up. That's talking to me. Cool. Somebody to socially entertain me on the phone, and then I fuck on a while, like, or every now and then.
Mm-hmm. When somebody I want you.
When I want you. And when you want out. Me, and
when
it
I
works out
you.
To be
when
beneficial.
I want you.
When I want you.
Yeah, they just. The
what about the only
out.
Issue? What about when I want you? Y'all do not.
Wait,
wait.
No. I just said that. I said
so dating.
If it works out in time wise, when we're talking, if I feel like it, then mm-hmm. I'll link up with you. Just like the same thing you're going to give me because you're out being social, right. doing whatever you want, and I'm not asking for no explanation.
Don't
so
you
what,
feel like
so what makes you want to date that dude you were talking to? How does he get to the next level?
She's saying, do it always transition or sometimes
no,
he stays
it
there?
Always, no, it doesn't always transition. Because usually usually a guy that I'm just talking to,
see,
and I don't
start
I just
wanting to date
off.
You once I put my. You.
That's what I'm saying.
Date,
but
I'm,
see,
I'm a lover boy, though.
But see, then me, I'm too real, and I
my
have
boy,
these conversations.
Certified.
Yeah, but yeah. I have conversations no with people, and I'll tell them these are my intentions.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm having that conversation with you on the first date, second
a
date,
a lot
whatever,
of people don't have those conversations.
Real ass conversations.
And to be honest, I was one of those niggas that I never, just... I wanted to see where it would go, and I can admit.
Communication.
I was with communication, but it's just like sometimes. The level of talking is like, it's not that.
What
y'all just
said
that.
It's not that.
We don't even need to talk about it because we're not going to get there
when
anyway.
When it gets there, then a conversation needs to be
but see,
had.
That's why I can never. Saying? That's why I've never transitioned from a talking guy to a dating guy because we didn't start out that way. So
y'all
if, I,
didn't
if, you're,
start,
if y'all,
okay.
if you're,
so
I feel like
you
sorry.
Go straight to dating
no,
with
no, no,
a dude.
Not really.
Not even skip the talking stage.
No, because it's different parallels to it because if a guy that I'm talking to, if I don't consider him to be $1 million on the table and I'm trying to swipe him up, then mm-hmm. I don't want him. If I don't go after him, if I don't want him, and if he doesn't meet me like emotionally, then it's like I don't want it. Because
so
you
never
me-
date. You never met some dude and went straight into dating. He had to go to talking stage first, then go to dating.
No, we ended up like talking and then being like real, real cool, and then it just.
That's
I was
what
like,
I'm
okay,
saying.
Hey.
So the guy that
transition.
You dated, how did it start? Did y'all just
because
start dating?
Because it was an emotional attachment, and I said this is what I want, and he met me on that level. And was like I want that too.
Soon as
like,
you
cool,
said it, he was like
exclusive.
Soon as you said it, he was yeah. with it.
And that's another thing. Then it's like exclusive. It's like talking, dating,
exclusive
relationship. Like it's
a lot.
It's
the millennials.
Blame
it on the millennials, JJ.
And listen, so
I am
then,
a millennial, but
from a nigga's perspective, then on the outside,
that's a lie.
The nigga
no.
that do want to date you, he like, but damn, you was in that. Listen, because like I said, I've been both. The talking stage nigga gets like all the perks and none of the. He doesn't have none of the. He don't gotta check on you. He ain't worried about your
that's
fucking
like side,
business.
That's like the side bitch.
But he getting the
she
head.
She don't gotta do nothing.
He getting the throat. He getting all of this shit.
He don't get all that.
He get a hat. You gonna give him a trucker.
If he's worth it.
Yeah, maybe not the
if
sweatsuit.
He
gonna
he
get a trucker.
He gets merch.
If he worth it. But then that's a man.
But
that
so
has
I'm saying that's why sometimes niggas will just only apply for that position.
Mm-mm.
Cause it's like, damn, now I don't have none of the I don't have none of the responsibilities.
Right. But
cause
then,
see, the talking nigga gets to have sex with you. Y'all probably do go get drinks, eat. It's all, no. it's always all up.
I don't even
up.
Know if I,
I
I'm
know.
Trying to think. I don't know if I do the talking.
Maybe that was my
no.
situation.
No, I,
we were still going on
cause
dates.
Cause it's like, if I'm fucking, well, I mean, when I was younger, I was not committing. I was just like, mm-hmm. I wasn't committing.
That's crazy.
But now that I'm older, it's like, no, we need to date. Nigga, you're not trying to date me, then no.
But see, for me, talking right now, is I'm not having sex with anybody right now.
It's literally a conversation.
It's a conversation. But on my current situation, people want to date me.
Of course.
They want to take
who
me off
who wouldn't
want to
date Courtney?
Well, you know, that part. But it's
you know,
but I'm being
the
bae
from the bae.
No, it's,
the
bae it's, from not, the... it's not the visual. The visual is there. It's they looking, this is stimulus. You're a walking stimulus.
Yeah, but
it's like this girl
I'm
got
a
her own shit.
Yeah.
Hustle.
But I have to be protective of myself.
You
so
do.
Like, yeah. like I was when
users.
I was younger, I you know I did the whole talking mm-hmm. thing where I was sleeping and doing all this stuff because it was benefiting me and I didn't care. But now I'm in more of
a different
direction.
You got shit to lose.
It's a different.
I have shit to lose, and then at the same time, I don't have to give myself to everybody because I'm a prize.
Period.
And I want
a whole prize.
A
whole prize.
We
so
are
I
the prize.
Give them some claps. Give them some claps. She's
come
a prize.
On, toes.
She's a prize.
Come on, toes.
Which one is
she's
it?
She's a prize.
We'll find it.
Okay, I have something.
Women are the prize. A good man is the catch.
Happy Women's Appreciation Month.
Happy, yeah, I shouldn't have said happy it. It's Women's Month.
It's Women's
Month. But y'all gonna start appreciating us now.
It's Women's.
I have a question I want to ask because I always ask this, guys. Okay.
Okay.
So, I don't know if y'all have ever flew women out. Are y'all?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you,
I think my first flight was 2010.
So y'all might see where I'm getting with this.
Jay flew.
I done been flown out. I done been flown out. I remember I was in Barcelona and Jay was in Barcelona and I was like, Jay, he was like, you in Barcelona?
My dog.
Barcelona.
You lying. You lying. Out of all places.
I swear to God, I was in Barcelona and he put me onto the food spot.
I put her onto the spot.
Swear to God, I was in Barcelona.
Shout out my boy Mickey, Spice Barcelona. South African cuisine.
I was like, this is the craziest shit ever. No fucking way.
Oh, we was out there at the same time.
Yes, you was out there with Jason Derulo. Yeah, that's crazy. But, okay, so if you fly a girl out, does she have to give you pussy?
Woo!
Because I'm so sick of this. Like, I want to get to the bottom of this.
Of course.
I haven't had to.
She doesn't have to.
He wanted you to.
Because Courtney gave it up. She just wanted to do it.
No, I've been flown out and didn't give him no pussy. He was mad, but I said, just because you're flying me.
How long was the trip?
It was a weekend trip. That's enough to get some pussy. A night is enough to get some pussy. I would have probably gave it up by then.
That means you
What's the question? What's the question?
So if you fly a girl out, is she obligated to give you the vajayjay?
A woman's not obligated to do nothing. Let's just put that there. But now let's talk decorum.
Let me
re-question that. If you fly a girl out and she doesn't give you pussy, are you gonna feel some type of way about that? Are you gonna be mad or upset about that?
Let me tell you one thing. Jay Murphy just told me, he just whispered in my ear, and I'm gonna tell y'all. If I'm flying you out,
busting cheeks, you busted it open.
That stage of all of that already went down. Okay, it ain't gonna be like
No, he's trying to say he already tested it, so he know you getting flued out.
Yeah, see, so now you're not just going.
Get
it. So you've been the trick.
That's not a trick.
So
it's a date.
I say that.
Oh, you top notch date.
Sometimes Hawaii for the weekend is a date.
Get the fuck. I never had a nigga like him.
Go check my page.
But it's the thing. I'm not saying that I would never go on a date for a trip.
It was a risk.
I'm not saying I would never do that.
I get what you're saying. But you already smashed, so you already know.
I'm telling you right now.
He's not flying unless he's got you franchised.
I'm trying to tell you right now. Like
me, I'll listen.
Because we're not just gonna go to Mexico. Like we're gonna go to Barcelona. We're gonna go to Paris.
No, because you know we are in the nightlife.
We're gonna go to Dubai. You ain't gonna
next level shit.
We not.
See, that's why I keep mine. I keep it.
We gonna go to Israel and walk Jesus trails together. That's what we gonna do. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said.
So you ain't doing that with just anybody.
Like, I'm not
driven that already.
We're going to Vegas. We're going to Miami. Nah, like that's regular.
I move off the vibe.
He ain't no regular nigga.
But listen, it also depends on your as far as the disappointment part. If your intention if your intention was only to smash and that you thought the trip would make it leverage, you'll be disappointed. But if you actually really fucking with this girl
and
you like her, one you do know, if you was right here, you now here. And she probably would have let you smash, or is going to.
Because I've done both.
I have that recently happened to me.
Yes, so sometimes they call it pressure.
No, I went.
Mm-hmm.
I went.
Yeah.
And I didn't do nothing.
Don't look at me.
Fine.
I went.
I didn't do anything.
And I did nothing.
No, because I'm knowing. So she's looking at me.
But
like,
to me, like I said, because I don't want just like no regular thing. I want like a relationship again. Like it was.
Sometimes
cool,
you gotta show. Yeah.
Yeah. So
sometimes
like,
the down payment is a little more based on your credit history.
And so he was cool.
Wow.
So if you a new nigga, you trying to get on this wounded? Is she out of a situation?
No.
Yeah.
It ain't like
that.
Credit history. But he was respectful enough to understand my situation, and then now that makes me feel like, wow, maybe he will want more, and now I want to give it to him.
Yeah,
now I'm like, next time I see you.
So don't get me wrong.
So really, you setting it up for back home.
I know I came off very niggerish when I said that, but
no, yours made like, sense as
no,
well.
No, that's smart.
That
whole validity.
I'm not even flying you out.
I'm not even like
we're not even doing that.
Like that whole phase of whether I'm a hit or not. Like I'm gonna show you that I am not, you know,
not one of them.
I'm not driven. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
We
I'm
not
driven for that only. So if that means I'm crashing at your crib and we not doing nothing, you're gonna see that. Oh. He really does respect my temple, my body. You know what I'm saying?
That's the question. That's gonna make a woman want to be more comfortable with you and open up and end the
So when you plant that seed of reassurance and security, then you could take a 16-hour flight.
But he also said he ain't flying out no question marks either.
Yeah, yes, he don't fly out. Yes, he don't fly out pending.
We ain't flying out no pending.
I don't do a bunch of pending flyouts. But I've done like two pendants, but they both worked out.
I asked that question because y'all kept we're in a sometimes nightlife. Sometimes I like to skip about the small us talk. In a nightlife, but men in a nightlife, whether they scammers, niggas, whatever, they got all this money and that's their thing.
They get access and sometimes they don't.
Because to me, it's like you a corny nigga with money or not money. You're corny. Yeah. It doesn't matter if you have money or not. Because like I said, working in a nightlife, I've been approached by all kinds.
So really, y'all really just need to teach these girls that a nigga with money, that does not matter.
It doesn't matter.
But like, if that matters to her,
that's me just keeping you hush. Like, all right, babe, here, here's a stat. Just cash. Yeah. Like, you have to put it on the scale. Some niggas, that's only the way they communicate.
That's the only way.
But then that's the way you communicate, and that's all you'll ever have. I don't want a man that's like that. Like,
exactly.
Because
period.
Because for me, a guy telling
that only works if that's what she's in need of. That's her necessity.
Yeah, because
but now she's opening herself up to be controlled too as well.
Exactly. But see, I was in a mentally abusive relationship for like 10 years. So I have a different mindset on certain things. But for me, a man that's flexing money is not attracted to me. I don't want that.
Right.
Same. I don't want that. And then because you telling me,
I don't even like having homies like that.
No, but you telling me,
you got niggas looking at us now.
Easy.
And now you got the women calling us corny. We look corny as hell. You doing all this.
Right.
At a restaurant?
Well, a woman who has her own is going to look at that as corny. Mm. These other little girls that ain't got nothing ain't going to think that's corny. That's lit to them because, I could finesse him. I could get a bag. I could take a trip. I could post on Instagram.
So skewed.
But when you get that type of girl, then it's like you get what you get.
Yeah, because I'm not, like I said, we've been approached by men all the time on all tax brackets.
So, like, you telling me, let's go get a drink. I don't really drink, so that doesn't appease me. You're not going to physically get me out of my house or make me stop working and make me get dressed and go pay for valet or get an Uber to go to drinks with you.
You got to hit court with,
I don't want to go to...
It's got
to
be something that you thought, probably a food
I like
vibe.
To learn things. No. So, hey. I like to be around men, especially businessmen, because as a businesswoman who just started business...
The most valuable thing 2 years ago is teach your counterpart, and that goes both ways.
Exactly.
So, that turns me on.
Yeah.
Teaching me some stuff, teaching me about the stock market, teaching me about how I can grow my business, teach me about when I want to go buy my house, what I need to... Give me the game. Teach me some information.
Teach me the game, ghost.
Give me the game.
Give me the game, ghost. Yeah, because it's easy to just take a girl out, get some drinks. No, teach me something.
Teach me how to fish so I don't need this. Right. So I don't have to wait and have my hand out.
Help me be a better entrepreneur woman. Because we celebrating women. Teach me how to be a better woman.
We celebrating women. So... This has been a very healthy.
This was fun.
Healthy conversation.
Hold on. Let's talk about what's on the table.
Yeah. Nah, for sure. We gotta.
Court pulled up. We got some
gifts. We got some gifts.
Let's highlight real quick.
Urban Rarity. It's on 11th Street, right?
I got it on right now.
Downtown LA, right?
305.
I got the whole East 305. Set on.
Let's be specific.
305 East 11th Street and
Courtney. It's gonna be different from me.
Oh yeah, I'm about to wear this tonight, dog.
Yeah,
but I like different things. I like when you wear something and you can stand out because that's the key to
She's
fashion.
She's stretching me.
Yeah, that's the key to fashion.
Let's
is
get
having
right.
things that not everybody knows about. And you got my shorts on too, so you know.
I came prepared. You know what I'm saying?
You got, so you got the two piece on.
I got the two piece, top and bottom.
I got my joggers on too.
Expensive.
And she always wears my shit. So.
Well, yeah, cause
she's
I feel kind of
model for the brand.
You feel me? Model for the brand.
Thank you.
You
don't brand. Got her modeling now.
All of that.
She got all the fly kicks. I'm like, run them Travis's.
I got one more question for y'all.
Let's pair the Travis.
I got one more question for y'all. This is the final question.
What's up?
Do you post certain things on social media when you're single different from when you're in a relationship?
No. Oh, most definitely.
I don't.
I'm going to
She going to twerk she gonna if she in a relationship.
But
she
that's her. But wait, that, you wait know why? No, that but comes wait, with another why? Thing of this is how I was before you met me. And this is how I am now.
And when I post, I don't know if y'all notice, I'd be very strategic. I'm posting.
Oh, you bet. You She's respectful.
I'm twerking.
But she's marketing her brand at the same time.
But I'm telling you where to shop. I'm saying, oh, hey, I'm twerking, but I'm wearing this.
I don't see the twerking.
Her twerking stuff.
Oh, the red one.
Her twerking stuff.
You better get on my nigga algorithm.
Her twerking is for marketing.
I just like her captions. Y'all make sure.
That's what I was telling her. Her shit is marketing.
She got the best captions.
And my captions go crazy. Why? Because the people are saving it and sending it. But guess what? I'm also tagging Urban Rarity on the post that you're sending off with the caption. Oh, I like that dress. Oh, this and that. So it's
building her engagement and her comments and stuff. So she does it strategically.
Yeah. So I'm not out here just showing my ass just for no reason, not getting no bread off it. Oh, you know about my page. You've seen it before.
Because in real life, she be just trying to take a nap. In real life,
chilling.
In real life, Court just gonna take a nap.
But I could be that too. But I'm over here like.
I want that. Thank y'all so much for pulling up on us for the first episode. Y'all
Thank
set
you.
The tone.
You feel me? Thanks
for
having us.
For the first season. Do y'all have any encouraging words for younger millennials, younger women that may be watching this, that may have, you know, taken notes and they may be reposting and, you know, following both of you guys' business? Anything that y'all want to say to the younger versions of you out there?
I would say always have your self-respect. Respect yourself no matter what. Be confident in everything that you're doing. We live in a world where everybody's creating businesses. You might create the same thing that somebody else did. You know, social media is important. Just be confident in whatever you're doing. Have respect, be confident, and I would say those two right there.
Me, as I'm very open sexually. Like my page and personally.
Yeah.
So I just will never do nothing that I don't stand behind. So within my business, I never sell something. I never rep. I never like tell somebody factually, oh, this is that, like without 100% believing it in myself. And then also with my brand, it's a very fine line that I run on doing too much and being like kind of subtle. Mm-hmm. So I always feel like I want to be different. So I figured out a way to make myself different. People don't have to go down the same line that I've done, like, you know, promoting and twerking and being goofy and stuff like that, social media stuff. But I would say to any woman or a young man that's like wanting to grow a business or start a business, find what separates you from the pack, because there's tons of boutiques, there's tons of designers, there's tons of artists. You need to do something that sets you apart. From everybody else, because okay, now you're just another cat on the thing going crazy. Okay, cool, wow. But it's like having content that has substance, like things like that. Like people want to engage with you and follow you, and people need to fall in love with you because you are a representation of your brand and whatever you're selling.
Heard you.
So always like be confident in what you're doing, and always be able to stand behind what you're doing, and never, never, never not appreciate your customer. That's like for me, like I'm learning to give back to my customer, to talk to them and find out how they are, like ask them what they need from me, because as a brand, you're buying from me, you're already supporting me, you're buying into whatever I'm doing, but I need to buy into you as well. So I try to like always reciprocate
that.
Do the
research. So.
We got to give them applause. Thank y'all for coming.
We could have went longer.
Happy Women's Appreciation Month.
I want to give you guys good, positive energy for your guys' podcast. I want to give y'all good words, good vibes. I know you guys are going to do great. Good energy. Y'all set us up nice and cute.
You feel
me? Got the drink.
You know what I'm saying? Grandma babysitting, but she don't drink, so it's all good.
She don't drink. But you guys, I know you guys are going to do well, and I'm wishing you guys good vibes, good energies for you guys' new venture.
And I know you guys have already excelling in your fields already. So it's like, I'm just wanting to tell y'all for myself, like, I'm very, very proud of y'all.
Thank you.
For like, as much as y'all do for everybody else, the energy that you always give people, it's like, I've never seen y'all down. And I know that everybody doesn't deserve to see.
No, I know.
But we don't see it.
I know, but that's what I'm saying, because I have my moments where I'm down and I don't show it, but I try to give everybody like all the positiveness, because I know y'all have down moments. So I want to tell y'all that we appreciate, even in those down moments, like the energy that y'all have to come back and be great. Because y'all don't have to. Y'all can let that
shit. We try to appreciate the women. They trying to appreciate the men.
That's how you know it's good women.
Where would we be without you guys? And where would you guys be without us? We need each other.
I said,
we need each other.
We had a discussion. We said, what would happen to women left? I said, you know what? We would be all right. But niggas would be killing each other. It'd be a bunch of war.
For sure.
I said, women bring balance.
Yeah.
And what is all this? Like, you know, I'm a Libra, so I'm big on these scales.
Balance.
There you go.
What good is all this with nobody to share it with?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the profit, that's man? To gain the world and lose his soul.
We need y'all. There y'all need us.
There it wouldn't be nothing without
there it is.
And that sounds like episode one right there. I don't know.
I think that's episode one.
I like episode one.
I think that's you gotta put some more inside of it. I think that's episode one. I think that was episode one.
Oh, okay.
Jay Murphy and Friends. And we are out.